Okay. Here is what we're doing with Jake out of town this week and Matt McLaren filling in for Jake. He did call for the ball for one thing and pretty much demanded. When he walked in here today, we, of course, are in Tarrant County. We're above my garage. You know, COVID. Everybody else is back at the studios. But he walked up here today. He used the open door policy, used the bathroom, and then shoved me up against the wall and said, "Dude, we're doing a segment called Death Week." And I go, "Whoa, whoa, what?" And he's like, "Book it, 2:30. So here we are.
It's time.
The segment called Death Week. What does Death Week mean?
So Death Week is something that, I don't know when I discovered this. I've written paper about it before.
You've written a paper?
It must have been in college, but some of these things didn't happen until after that. But Death Week, we are in the midst of really a 7 to 8 day stretch that ends tomorrow, where some of the most historical death events and things that cause death that most of us would be very familiar with, you just perhaps don't recall the anniversary dates. So it starts really on April 12th, okay, and it ends tomorrow, so 8 days. April 12th is when the Civil War started. We all know the Civil War. It killed thousands upon thousands of Americans.
The deadliest war in American history?
Correct.
Okay.
Also on April 12th, FDR...
Because it was only Americans getting killed.
Right.
That helped those numbers.
The stat, yeah. FDR died in office on April 12th. Of course, who took over for him? Harry S. Truman, who ended up dropping the atomic bombs.
And we're putting that into Death Week?
No, I'm just saying,
okay.
Okay.
All right.
But FDR, I think it's interesting. You have a president that dies in office.
That's a rarity, right?
I would say so. And it's not just that, because April 13th, it kind of goes, the Colfax Massacre is probably the most infamous thing that people might recall, which happened back in the Civil War.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, it was a bunch of KKK dudes that slaughtered a bunch of African Americans. I think it was like 68 dead, and it was a part of that. April 14th is when the Black Sunday dust storm hit during the Great Depression, killed a bunch of Americans. It caused the displacement of thousands of others who had to leave the plains because of the displacement of soil and try to live elsewhere.
There was a dust storm that killed 1,000 people?
It killed a bunch of people. Thousands
really?
Of people were displaced. But they don't know how many people actually died because of the dust storm. But yeah, it killed a bunch of people. It was the worst dust storm in American history.
So is that just wind?
Yeah, it's wind at that time that going across the plains kicked up a massive wall of dust that just smothered people, essentially.
Really?
Yeah. I think it was 1935, as I recall.
Yeah, damn. You're right.
Okay, yeah. So then you really
get... Did that not happen anymore, or is that...
No, it doesn't ever happen anymore. I don't think we have that much open space like that at that point where it could happen. The drought conditions and all that, I think, play into it. But then you really get into it. I mean, the real midst of this thing is April 15th through April 20th. Because April 15th is the date in which the Titanic sinks, which we're all familiar with. It struck an iceberg on the night of April 14th. It sank April 15th, 1912, very early in the morning, just off, you know, 1,000 miles or so, whatever it is, off the coast of Newfoundland.
Newfoundland. Yeah, we did this on Why It Didn't Suck last week. I remember there were two things on that very day.
Yes, because also on that day...
That happened, it was like something bad happened, but then it didn't really bad until the next day, right?
Right, and the other thing is Abraham Lincoln being shot and killed.
Okay.
So already in Death Week, of all the presidents we've had, two of them dying in office within the same week. And the Lincoln assassination...
Boy, how many have died in office?
Well, you have four that have been assassinated... And then, let's see, FDR,
really?
Who died in office. Yeah, we all remember Lincoln and Kennedy. We forget the middle two.
McKinley's one of them.
Yeah, McKinley was shot and died later. And I'm trying to remember who the other guy was. I should know this. I'm sad that I don't. Harrison. I believe he was the other one.
Okay.
Anyway, so Abe Lincoln dies April 15th. And also, that's the date of the Boston Marathon bombing, which happened a few years ago.
Garfield.
Oh, yeah.
Garfield was the fourth.
Garfield, that's right. James A. Garfield.
He was assassinated?
Yeah, he was assassinated. Now, Garfield, I think the thing with Lincoln and Kennedy being the first and the last is they died pretty quick, and Garfield and McKinley lived a little bit and died of complications from... If they had been shot today, like when Reagan was shot, if that had happened today, you know, they would have survived probably.
Right.
But yeah, so you had on April 15th, the Titanic...
They put a leech on the hole suck the bullet out.
That's what they do. They're like, oh no, you got shot in the finger, I guess you're dead.
Uh-huh.
Gangrene sets in. April 16th is the Virginia Tech shooting that happened in 2007, killed 32 people.
Yeah.
Dr. Death, Jack Kevorkian, this is the date, April 16th, of his first assisted suicide that he ever participated in. I mean, the dude has the name Dr. Death in the middle of Death Week.
Right.
And I don't know how many people are familiar with this, but Texas City, Texas, back in the 40s, there was a huge explosion which killed over 600 people.
Like nitrate or something was on these boats, right?
Yeah, whatever happened, and the freighter exploded, and it wiped out about 600 people.
In Death Week.
Yeah, in Death Week. All this is happening within days of each other over the course of the history of time. April 17th is the one, and I think most of us around here remember this, but it happened in, remember the little city West Texas, down by Waco? April 17th is the date of the fertilizer plant explosion down there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
April 18th is the date of the great San Francisco earthquake and fire, which wiped out San Francisco at the time in 1906. Killed hundreds of people. And then April 19th, which is today, today is the anniversary of the beginning of the Revolutionary War.
Okay. That probably led to death.
I would imagine bunches of people died in that, yeah. It's also the anniversary on this date in 1993, the Branch Davidian complex came to an end after 51-day standoff, and David Koresh and most of his followers died when the ATF raided their building. That happened on this date in 93. And today is also the anniversary in 1995 of the Oklahoma City bombing.
And that bombing was in response to the Branch Davidian thing, right? So that's why they did it on the same day.
Right. Of course, April 20th, which is tomorrow, which really ends these events that we've all heard of, is the birth date of Adolf Hitler, responsible for...
He led to lots of death.
Atrocities. The Columbine shooting...
Was that on Hitler's birthday?
That was on Hitler's birthday in 1999. And then, of course, the Deepwater Horizon explosion in the Gulf, which caused a massive oil leak in 2010 and killed a bunch of the people that worked on that rig. So all these things happen within a few days of each other historically. Two presidents die. Two wars are started. A couple of school shootings. All within, whatever that is, 6-7 days of each other. Over the course of history. Which I find fascinating. There's a bunch of other little things as well that you can pick and choose if you want to throw them in as evidence that I submit to you for Death Week.
Like?
For instance, you go back to April 14th, the heaviest hailstorms ever recorded, they were over 2 pounds each, fell, I think it was in Bangladesh, and killed a bunch of people because you get hit from something that's 2 pounds falling out of the sky, it's going to kill you.
Yeah.
You have little things like that, some other, like, foreign explosions. There are several plane crashes over the course of history during this week. One of the most famous was an Air France plane that crashed in 1998 and killed everybody aboard that happened during this week. It's just, it fascinates me. I don't know why. Maybe fascination is the wrong word. There's several earthquakes that happened during this week in history that killed thousands of people. That all these events, I just pointed out the ones that most people, if you hear those, you're going, oh, yeah, I remember that.
So you're saying if you just take any 1 week stretch during the year, you think this one will have the most significant events, death events?
Yeah, because again, like I said, I mean, you're talking
about...
We're
going to have to go looking for this.
Right. One. FDR and Lincoln, everybody remembers them. Both
right.
Two presidents, two wars. Civil War and the Revolutionary War starting within the same week in history.
Very significant presidents.
Right. Very significant presidents that died while in office in the same week in history. The school shootings that happened within the same week in history. And, of course, now that...
Now, some of these were done because of the other, and then that adds to it. The Oklahoma City...
Right, the Oklahoma City bombing.
Did they do it on
Hitler's birthday, okay. Right, yeah, because it was 420. But it plays into the whole thing, and I don't know why. I've always been weird with dates. Like, I remember historical dates. So this week always jumps out to me where I'm like, man, this is the anniversary of this and this and this that we all remember. Those experiences, either watching it especially the Branch Davidians. I think I was in seventh grade when that happened. They rolled the TV in watching that. It's interesting that these types of historical...
They rolled a TV in to watch that during class?
Yeah, my history class.
That seems...
Looking back, it seems a little strange, but at time...
You didn't know they were going to light it on fire.
Right, like this is happening. Right, yeah, it was a history, it's the ending of it.
Hey, you need to watch this, kids.
Nobody knew that would be the thing.
Watch the death. Wow. Yeah, I guess they... I remember when I was in school, they had us watch the Space Shuttle Challenger blow up.
Right.
Like, watch, make sure you watch right now, because it's about to blow up.
And then there it was.
Yeah.
And, of course, you find out years later they were alive until they hit the water and just made it all that worse.
What?
Yeah, you didn't know that? When the Challenger blew up, the capsule that contains the people, the pilots or whatever, it had separated from the explosion, and they were still alive. They believed they were still alive until they plummeted and hit the water, and they died from impact.
I have never heard that.
Really? Yeah, no, for real. That's what happened.
Anyone else?
New to me.
I've heard that's allegedly happened.
No, that's what they believe. I mean, it's a thing where, yeah, I read a book about this man where they tried to cover it up and they didn't want the families to know for a while. They were trying to figure out exactly what had gone wrong. There's this whole documentary on Netflix about the Challenger and that they knew the O-ring that sealed the rocket booster in cold temperatures. They had problems with it cracking. And so they were trying to figure out if that's what had happened and they didn't want it to get out right away. And plus, I mean, what family member wants to think, oh, they were alive, something could have been done. But there is a belief, yeah, that they were alive when they hit the water.
Huh. Look at all we can learn from Matt McLaren. All right, it's 250. This is a ticket.